News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
06. Now, Airgrid, which operates the electricity network in Ireland, has warned of a possible mass exodus of data centres from the country if new connection agreements could not be signed off. We're joined now by Professor Aoife Foley, Chair in Net Zero Infrastructure at the University of Manchester. Aoife, thanks indeed for talking to us. There will be listeners this morning who'll say, is that a bad thing if data centres leave the country? They're taking up a huge amount of our power infrastructure.
Well, I suppose, look, it links to jobs in the country. We're actually the second largest exporter. Can I just explain to people? I actually live in Ireland, so I work in the UK and I have done for the last 12 years, 13 years. But I actually live in Cork and my kids go to school in Cork. So I suppose this is really important to me in that this is such a huge sector. So it's 36 billion euros of exports to the Irish economy. We're the second largest exporter of computer and IT services in the world. So data centres are an integral part of what happens in Ireland. It also relates to our corporate tax rates.
Let's be honest about it, they are propping up our tax system.
Of course they are. They prop up our economy. There's 83, 84 of them in the country at the moment. We do have the most data centres, you know, per capita anywhere in the world. They are really, really important to our economy. And they do use a lot of electricity, up to 20% of Ireland's electrical demand. But Ireland has its own peculiarities in its power system anyway. And Airgrid is quite right. The mood music at the moment, Keir Starmer met Bill Gates before the election in the UK. And the UK now is interested in getting some of these ICT data activities in their own economy. In Manchester, that's a priority for the government in Manchester, for Andy Burnham. And it's a key part of the UK strategy now moving forward.
Are you saying here when politicians and others start saying, we need to clamp down on data centres, are you saying be very careful what you're doing here?
I am. And I think that we've done very well in our electricity emissions reductions. If you looked at the results published this year, they're down. Data centres themselves, and I do actually engage with some of the big ICT multinationals, one particular one, and they are really striving and working hard to reduce the emissions from data centres and the energy consumption on the chips. It relates to the cooling on the chips.
Yeah.
They do have a water footprint. They do have a land footprint as well. But, you know, if we look at our own, the Irish digital policies, it's all about the digitization of services. And really, Ireland needs to think about how do we facilitate this mass digitization, the energy demand, and then our emissions. So, you know, Minister Eamon Ryan said himself a balance needs to be struck.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, of course. Like, I mean, and that's some of the work we're doing. But one thing I'd like to point out, you know, matrices, and I know people go, oh my God, she's talking about maths. Matrices, which is, So matrices was when I did Honours Leaving Cert Maths on the Honours Leaving Cert Maths course, and it was a key part of it. It's really not a priority anymore now, matrices. And actually, the kernel of AI and the kernel of the algorithms for the calculations for all these digital services that we have, you know, your Netflix, your Spotify, your Amazon services, all of these cloud services. And they're not really cloud services. They're physical in a data center where the algorithm or the calculation or the training goes on at the data processing. It's the data processing and handling creates all the energy consumption. It's not actually the storage of data itself.
Yeah.
But we do waste a lot of storage, and that's probably one thing we need to look at. And if you look at Ireland's digital strategy, we say on one hand we want to have a lot of digitization of services, but at the same time now we're saying we want these services, you know, and these data centres to dissipate in numbers. And Airgrid is quite right. It brings a huge amount of trade and commerce to the economy.
Okay.
The numbers are just phenomenal. And we do have more amber alerts. So that would be where there's an issue in the power system. But we've had a capacity issue anyway in Ireland because of the nature of our isolated grid. But if you look at, and then people will say, it's actually other experts will say, oh, our electricity prices, they're high and it's because it's 20%. They have their own on-site generation as well. You must remember that. And they can support our generation. But actually, the fuel cost is about a half of our energy prices or electricity prices.
Aoife, we do unfortunately have to leave it there, but it's a really interesting insight, interesting take. We'll definitely come back to that again. Professor Aoife Foley, Chair in Net Zero Infrastructure at the University of Manchester, offering a somewhat different perspective.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.